Welcome to this episode of the Fierce Entrepreneurs Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing what your pain tolerance is. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and I was thinking that the summer is a good time to begin again. Most people think of summer as a time to slow down and refresh. And while I agree with that, I also believe it's a great time to look at new ideas and even revisit others. For those that don't follow me on social media, let me catch you up on the last 6 weeks. A little over 5 weeks ago, I took a major fall while running. I've taken a few falls before while walking. However, this was the last couple of steps of some interval training, and I was running along an asphalt road. My right knee went down on the asphalt, and my left side went down on the shoulder of the road. Why am I sharing this with you? For several reasons, actually. This fall was a bigger deal than I initially admitted. Not only did I skin my right knee, I tweaked my left shoulder, neck, upper arm area. My knee has mostly healed. However, my shoulder, neck, upper arm area is still causing me a bit of discomfort, and this week I'm starting some physical therapy in hopes of getting back to being pain-free. We all take falls in life. That's just part of life, right? Right. The question becomes, do we think this fall is insignificant or a big deal? I've fallen before while out walking, missed my step between the road and the shoulder of the road, and I was walking. This time, I was running, so the impact was greater. I was confident that this fall was like the others, a skinned knee and some bruises. And was I ever wrong? So what about the falls we take in life? Do we pick ourselves back up and move along, or do we stop to examine the damage done? For example, do you have some money set aside for a rainy day fund, or do you put the unanticipated expense on the credit card because there isn't an emergency fund? Have you ever put something you wanted to be sure you knew where it was in such a safe place that when you needed it, you couldn't find it? Well, for sure, that's me. And what about the kitchen counter or dining room table that collects each day's mail along with everything else that comes in the door during the week? So how much pain can you tolerate? How many times do you think to yourself that you have to get organized and have some type of system in place so that you don't lose things again? And how many times do you say to yourself, I've got to get that dining room table, desk, kitchen counter cleared off? Well, business owners have similar issues. Some business owners want to let a client go because the time they spend dealing with this client is more work than what they are being paid for. And most folks would say, how can you fire a client? When a business owner realizes the inordinate amount of time that they spend helping a customer or a client who isn't their ideal client and often isn't paying a fair price due to the time spent with them, it gets easier to let them go. So what are you willing to do to get out of pain, whether it's actual physical pain or mental, emotional pain? Are you going to continue to say, I have to do something about this? Or are you going to continue to live with the pain? If you are ready to move forward and stop tolerating the pain, I'm here. I have taken steps over the past 5 weeks to get myself out of pain. I've been to the chiropractor, I've done craniosacral therapy, massage therapy, and physical therapy. And I've gone for a couple of walks, and I'm paying quite a bit of attention to nutrition and sleep, along with stress levels. So I'm taking steps each day to get more organized and ditch the clutter and spend time doing what I truly enjoy doing. Are you ready to do the same? If you are, reach out today. Contact information is in the show notes, and the first 30-minute conversation is on me. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Fierce Entrepreneurs Podcast, and I look forward to being with you again soon.